the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now it's the final days of our Everything's on Sale event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses. Our Memorial Day event ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello, everyone, again. Welcome back to the EDP Formula One podcast as we look ahead to round four of the 2014 Championship in China. Kyle Cummins is here. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
DT is here. Dave Tillier.
Hello.
The man Mav is here.
Yeah.
PD's here. Perry.
Hiya.
Steve Rusty.
Hello.
Rusty, as I called you in the last podcast.
That's
Have
fine.
You ever been called that before?
That is my school nickname.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing, or does that bring you out in sort of sweats?
No, not really.
That's good.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't think you can broadcast my school nickname. I'm not sure it's.
Go on, I can always bleep it.
You can always bleep it. I'm going to say a word and you can bleep it. And just, we'll pretend muffin and then you can just bleep that.
No, but really, what is it? What was it?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Was it Petty?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't even a bad. It wasn't even a bad school nickname. Some guy took to calling me a.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to bleep that.
That was his nickname for me all through middle school. It wasn't a happy time for me. Okay. Just cut this whole bit out because that's bringing up memories that I don't like.
There is no way I'm cutting that out. China, then back into heat. It's gonna be hot. Is it gonna be hot in China? I'm assuming it is. It's gonna be dust.
Sometimes it rains,
isn't it? It'll be red.
Yeah, but maybe a bit hot. Have I made that up? I mean, okay, it's not gonna be Bahrain in the day.
My memory I just think of it being a bit smoggy.
Smoggy. Foggy. Foggy and smoggy.
There's quite a lot of rain as well.
Yeah.
Like a chance of that at the end of the season, didn't we? But now, there's been the last recent years we have at the start, and sometimes it's brought on rain, isn't it?
Exactly. Do we want rain? Do we already need rain in the season or after Bahrain's like
now? No, I don't think we need rain. I think it'll provide us an exciting enough event. It's one of my favourite looking tracks from like this how the stands look and the bridge going over this pit straight and everything. Mm. I like the trophies as well. The trophies look really nice.
Funnily enough, I think it's going to suit Mercedes quite well.
Do you?
Yeah. I think they're going to do quite well.
The world's longest ever straight.
Oh, it's massive, isn't it? Everyone's going to be hitting that eighth gear.
We must say we're recording this before Daniel Ricciardo's hearing for his appeal, which I think happens just before the race, isn't it? The 14th of April. So, what do we think? Let's have a judgment and then we can look really silly when it's happened.
I think it'll stay the same. He won't get his third place. Yeah. He'll stick with the FIA.
Does anyone think anything different?
Yeah, they can't rule in his favour because it would just.
It would really open the floodgates, DT.
It's exactly what I was about to say.
It would open a can of worms, yeah.
And a can of worms.
The FIA will stand pat.
Through the floodgates.
Especially,
a flood of worms.
I think it's possible, though, that if it was a flood of worms, geez, that sounds like a biblical plague. I think if it was a lower tier team, I think you'd have more of a chance of overturning it. But I think with the dominance that Red Bull have shown over the recent years, I think it's more to. If they overturn it for Red Bull, people will start, you know, when they say, you know, F1 is Ferrari first. I think it'll be, they're favouring Red Bull and Red Bull can do whatever they want because they're making the money and they're winning the titles. So I think just because of the name, they won't overturn it. I think if you were a lower tier mid-card team, then maybe you'd have been all right and might have had more of a shot.
It's the opposite way around to football then, really, where lower ranked teams get docked points and higher ranked teams are allowed to do whatever they want.
If you say so.
But that's a different argument. It's a different argument. Usual standard question. Who is this weekend most important for?
I'll go Ferrari.
Ferrari
just need to improve on last weekend.
I'd agree with that, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, for a big team that spends an enormous amount of money, it'd be that utterly useless on a year when they really should have been being a manufacturer. Yeah, I'd agree with that, actually.
So not celebrating if they finish ninth? No.
I think he was celebrating to actually finish and get out of the car.
Yeah,
I'm finishing ninth.
And the people who'd have his seat.
I think it'd be a big weekend for Ferrari if they had any chance of doing anything this year. But I don't think they have any chance of doing anything this year. So I don't think this weekend's all that important because I think this season is a right one for them personally.
Where do you think they'll finish come the end of the season? It won't count as a prediction, don't
we? No, I think they'll be battling sort of Force India, Williams, maybe even Toro Rosso, that kind of bit of the pack. I don't think they're
up to it effectively.
Yeah, and I just like I said it would be a big weekend. I think if it was going to matter in the long run, but I think from my point of view, the people that've got the most to gain and the most to lose are the people that are going to be battling hard come that last race of the season, and that's going to be the two Mercs and the two Red Bulls, I think.
Okay, like that. You guys?
I think Seb. I think it's the most important weekend for Seb Vettel. You know, he's not been impressive this season so far, whether that's been issues with the car or what have you. He's been thoroughly outperformed, although the standings won't show it, but he has been thoroughly outperformed by Daniel Ricciardo. And I think he needs to turn that around, and he needs to do it now. He needs to do it and get a podium or get a high place finish and show that actually I'm still going to be in this come 5, 6, 7 races time. So I think he really needs to put his stamp on it now.
It's bizarre. It feels like Seb has had a tougher time of it with reliability, but that's not really true, is it? They've just both had it. So how about you, Mav?
Well, just going back to the Ferrari thing, I think I had Dan, it's big week for the weekend for them. Just the cars look awful in the corners. They look so unstable and they constantly seem to be fighting them, but at the same time we do have to remember that Alonso has had 2 fourths in the first 2 Grand Prix of the season, so it's not all doom and gloom, but they definitely need to pick it up.
Yeah. Do we like the look of a car now? Is there a car that we like the look of now that we didn't like the look of before?
The Mercedes is pretty good looking, I think.
Yeah.
Do you mean like a physical appearance?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like the Mercedes when it was unveiled. I thought it was the nicest one of them.
Yeah, I thought it was a good looking piece. I really like the Williams. Yeah. Not just for the livery, but actually just that nose. It's not that sort of long pointed anteater. It's almost like if you look at Red Bull's nose, Red Bull have done a very, very clever thing in using their team colours on the top of it and painting the underneath, the bit that hangs down, just a matte black. So you don't notice it, and you look at Red Bull and go, how have they got, oh, it's there, it is there. But you have to look for it. Whereas Williams have got that sort of, they've got that nose, but it just looks nicer. And of course, the martini stripes are awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think the Force India is growing on me more and more.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be controversial. I don't actually mind the Ferrari nose.
I think the Ferrari nose
is all right. I don't see the problem. I don't see that it looks that much different to the Merc nose, really. Does it?
Just like someone maybe
a bit wider,
a more weighty set on it.
Yeah, a bit more weighty.
Yeah, the McLaren nose has changed quite a lot since it was first launched. I noticed there was a side by side comparison on Twitter the other day.
Steve wouldn't know.
No,
you have a clue.
But that's changed quite a lot. Looks a little bit better.
Hashtag ask Steve. Okay, it's the most important time for this lot anyway. Prediction time. The EDP F1 Prediction League is now into its third race. It's getting very, very competitive. So competitive that Mr. Carl Cumbers, having been unable to make the podcast last week, had the audacity to email me with predictions.
Oh, my turtleneck.
I wonder how they went. Well, let's have a look, shall we? Carl, you said in an email that Hamilton will be on pole and win the race, which he got one of. Alonso, podium. Hülkenberg, top 6. Nicely done. And Adrian Sutil leaving in Q1. It's a very good call as well. So it's a very good weekend for yourself. And I allowed
them. It's worth that email.
It was worth the email. And I will allow them as long as they're before FP1 starts.
Ooh, that's a late cutoff. That's nice.
It's a late cutoff. But if you're in the pod, then obviously it's an irrelevance because you'd have already given.
Oh, of course.
Given the predictions, I'm going to rattle off mine now because they were quite amusing. I said that Vettel would qualify on the front row.
Wow.
That he would get a podium. That Grosjean would finish in the top 10. That Chilton wouldn't finish. That Maldonado wouldn't finish, and that Perez would go out in Q1. That is a complete blank, and I don't think there's ever been a complete blank.
That is Michael.
Even Maldonado finished the race. I mean, that's whilst driving into someone. I feel particularly perturbed by
Colombia really has stuck into you, haven't they?
So
there
we go.
He's from Colombia. No, I know he's not.
I'm going to have to.
He is from Colombia. Because I think we had this conversation on the pod previously, haven't we? He's definitely Colombian.
So yeah, I'm going to have to change the algorithm again, I think, because I can't be dealing with that.
You're going to have to change the algorithm because you're losing. Outstanding.
Steve, you went for a Hamilton pole, Hamilton win. Half and half of those. Button top 10 finish. That's a bit unlucky. And for one car to run out of fuel, which you got a kudos point for that, because that was bold work. DT, on your return, you said Hamilton pole, recurring theme. Hamilton win. Yeah. See, I should have just said Hamilton will win the race. Rosberg podium. Nicely done. Kobayashi to finish 13th. Yeah. Chilton did. That's unlucky. And both low tie to finish outside the top 10. Which was a very good call, because that happened.
Obvious one, DK. You've gone for the obvious points.
I'm just trying to get some scores on the board.
Rosberg on the podium. Yeah, all right.
There's a lesson there. Bottas and Massa to have issues again, which I kind of gave up with trying to score that, because they sort of did, but, you know, whatever. So that was a good weekend for you. Now, who haven't I done? Richard Baxter, of course, who was making his EDP F1 podcast debut.
Did I miss a new guy?
You missed a new guy. Lovely guy, old Rich. And I tell you what,
follow him on Twitter.
I tell you what, he said Rosberg would get pole, Hamilton would win the race, Hamilton fastest lap, he just got outdone then because it was Rosberg who took it, Ricciardo would finish ahead of Vettel, Magnussen top 5. So he had a very good weekend of it. It's a good,
who's this
good
guy
score
just
as well.
Turning up, he's rolling in,
yeah.
It's all going,
good lord, yeah.
You've got to watch out, to be honest, Pep, because your crown's under threat. So at the moment, Steve, you still lead after a pretty decent weekend. Carl, you're in second, the Oracle stating his claim. Then it is Richard, DT, Ped, you're just behind those two. Then it's Mr. Luton and Mav. And then it's me. But I do have most kudos points. For all that matters. I might have to work those into the algorithm, actually. That would help, wouldn't it? Right, so predictions time for China on this definitely completely fair prediction league system. Mav, I'm going to come to you first.
Yeah, you did last time. Why not?
Did I really?
Yeah.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Maybe I should know.
No,
I'll still
come
to you.
Come on.
Lay it on, what's going to happen in China?
Like, you can't even say Mercedes are going to get pole, really, can you?
Well, everyone else
prediction. Okay, Mercedes is going to get pole. I'm going to say that. No, I'm not going to be lame and go for, like, Mercedes win. I am going to go for a Mercedes win, but I'm going to actually state Rosberg.
Okay.
I'm going for a Rosberg win this weekend. Both Force Indias, I think they're going to have another good race. They're going to back up both in the top 6. And it's just pretty much now guessing the third podium spot, because we know where the first two is going to go. So I'm going to go Red Bull.
Okay, a Red Bull on the podium. Nice work. Who wants to go next?
I'm going to say that there's going to be rain during the race.
Okay, so if we say someone will go on to intermediate or wet tyres.
Yeah, someone has to change tyres for it to be classed as a wet race.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. And there's going to be two safety cars.
Two? Okay.
There'll be two safety cars. I'm not going with what's going to the drive, because as Matt said, the Mercedes is obvious. So I'll predict a Mercedes win.
There's a bit of mind games going on here. I love it.
I'm predicting it.
Watch for DT. I think it'll be Mercedes win.
I'm actually going to specify. I think Vettel is going to get third place. I think Vettel is going to get third. So Merck win, Vettel third, rain during the race, and two safety cars. And I think I was going to say I think a Lotus will go out in Q1, but that's fairly easy.
No,
take
it. It's fine.
So that's what I'll go with.
Love it. Okay.
I'll forget that as soon as I walk out of the room, by the way. So
that's alright. I write them all down. Don't worry about that. Anyone?
I'll go next. Anyone?
Go on then, Steve.
I was also going to say rain at some point during the weekend.
You still can.
The weekend.
Well, that's the weekend of cold.
Rain
overnight.
The weekend.
Point.
Okay.
Over the racing weekend, should we say, when the cars are on track.
Okay, so a wet session.
What, even free practice? Get it together, Steve.
No, okay, I'll go on for this. I think we'll have a wet race.
Okay, there we go. That's a good bit of pressure there. It worked out. Okay, wet race. Yep.
All Mercedes powered cars to finish within the points, being a bit of a power circuit.
Okay, well, so.
Merckx. 8 of the top 10. McLaren.
8 of the top 10.
Williams.
Go on then, but we'll say like all eight, some point within the top 10. Yeah, within the
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All eight Merck powered cars in the top 10.
At the finish or at some point in the race?
No, at the finish.
At the finish, yeah. Okay. Right. On, I think we're there. So just to clarify. What was it again? All eight Mercedes powered cars to finish in the points.
Yeah.
Wonderful job. Great prediction.
Mercedes 1-2. It's fairly obvious, but it's what I'll go for. Maldonado to crash out.
Well, yeah, it didn't work last week, but yeah.
And I think I'll leave it at that. I can't think of much.
I think you've done pretty well there, Steve. Don't worry about that.
I'll go.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Out in Q1 this week will be Sutil again.
Not good for him. Two in a row.
Yeah.
That'll suck.
Hamilton will get pole again. Hamilton win again. Bottas will get on the podium. And Caterham will regain 10th place.
Okay, in the championship. So 13th or better.
Yes, basically. Yeah.
Ahead of Marussia.
Yeah,
so that's my prediction. That's a nice shot. I like that, Carl. Good work. Right. Go on, DT. I'll go last.
Right, I'm going to state first of all, these are all individual predictions and not one whole prediction.
Okay.
So I want to. If any of these come right, I want a point for each.
Okay. All right.
just to let it's out.
It's competitive this year. Yeah. I deal with it.
I'm going to say Hamilton pole, and then I'm going to predict the entire top 10.
In order.
Wow. Can I just say, for the record, if I haven't already said it, wow.
Yeah.
That jumped up a notch.
That's fine. Yeah. Right. Okay.
But
let's do it.
Like I say, individual predictions, so they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's no. You don't have to get the whole 10 in order to get a point.
Okay. So I'm going to go for Rosberg win, Hamilton second, Ricciardo third, Perez fourth, Vettel fifth, Hülkenberg sixth, Bottas seventh, Massa eighth, Button ninth, and Alonso 10th.
That shaft Steve's prediction, didn't it?
You dropped
Magnussen out
and
the
that's
top
it.
10 there.
Mm.
Ooh, Steve's not happy.
I do a fantasy supercross thing online. I know, geek, so it is.
That's fine.
If you and basically each week you predict the top 10. If you predict the top 10 correctly, you get $100,000.
I don't think I can get
Michael, can you put anything up? Or?
I could probably get you
Nando's vouchers or something.
I could probably buy a chocolate bar at the vending machine. Maybe two.
Well, they've got boosts, mate. That's a good shout.
Boosts.
Yeah.
We never showed the car to you.
Do they have lime bars?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome.
All I would say is that the lime bar is 5p cheaper than the boost.
Is there topics?
No. It's not high enough security to put topics in there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Or Turkish delight bar. Could you imagine it? I mean, they work out per pound the most expensive chocolate bar in the world.
Is that a flapjack? It's a flapjack in there, guys.
Is this staying in?
Yes, as much as my predictions are, to be honest, which aren't going to be anywhere near as bold or interesting as DT's. What was I going to say? I feel like I'm on a recovery mission here. It's like damage limitation. So I was going to go for Mercedes powered cars all on the podium, which is probably no great shout because Steve said something stronger, but tough. You're going to deal with it. I think that Grosjean will get to Q3. I think that Lotus will just tweak the car enough to get it out.
That's bolder than DT's prediction for the top 10.
You think?
Genuinely bolder.
I'll give myself a kudos point for that one.
I might even be warming up my money hand here, Michael, to put money on that.
We'll get a good test. Could make a big step.
Remember what happened last time. And then what would I like to go for? Because there's only two, isn't it? So let's... I think Vettel will finish ahead of Ricciardo. I think he will restore balance to the force. And let's finally say that
rookie,
rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, rookie, Yeah, there won't be a rookie in the top 10, I don't think. No rookies in the top 10.
Bold.
Top 10 failure for rookies. There we go, job done. Sorry, that was a bit painful. It's more painful for you guys here because I'm going to narrow that so it sounds beautiful. Are we done? I think that's it, isn't it?
Just about. Yeah.
All right then, lovely job. Thanks all for listening, everyone. Thanks to you guys for coming in. A monumental effort, as always. How exciting. Chinese Grand Prix. Cannot wait. The plugs then, the bit that I haven't recorded yet. edp24.co.uk/F1, where you can find some stuff on Lotus and Caterham, probably Formula One as well, if you look hard enough. This podcast. And my column in the Eastern Daily Press every week, which I better get on and write. And then social media, Twitter at EDPF1 or me at Michael J. Bailey. Gonna go around the other way this time. Kyle
at K Cumbers,
DT
at Dave Tillier,
Mav
at Sandbox94,
Ped
at PedHD56. And you can also reach Steve Rust with the hashtag AskSteve.
Yep, just tweet those tweets with that hashtag to Ped because he will sort that out.
Tweet it to me and I will ask Steve these questions. Anything you want, anything at all.
It's quite worked out quite well, really, hasn't it? So it's good, nice. Good stuff. I like it. All right,
I've decided I'm going to be a Twitter pimp now rather than a Twitter PA. Pimp Steve on Twitter. Okay. Pimp answers to your questions.
Okay. How does that work financially?
I'll figure it out.
Well, don't worry. Hopefully we'll have an update.
The
on
finances
that one.
Are about as complicated as your prediction algorithm.
Yeah, magic. That's what it is. Magic. Right, thanks all. Let's put this out of its misery. Goodbye for now.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now it's the final days of our Everything's on Sale event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses. Our Memorial Day event ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.